Today, we have hit TV shows and blockbuster movies with both valiant and wicked characters, incorporating themes of betrayal, murder, revenge, and evil, as well as love, redemption, forgiveness, and kindness. As good as these are, the Bible has a story of a family that rivals anything Hollywood could come up with. This is the account of Joseph, one of the 12 sons of Jacob. Jacob was the son of Isaac and grandson of Abraham. With 12 young men and that kind of lineage, you can already anticipate some trouble, and you'd be very correct. Here's what happened, beginning in Genesis 37.
Jacob continued to live in the land of Canaan, where his father had lived, and this is the story of Jacob's family. Joseph, a young man of 17, took care of the sheep and goats with his brothers, the sons of Bilhah and Zilpah, his father's concubines. He brought bad reports to his father about what his brothers were doing. Jacob loved Joseph more than all his other sons, because he had been born to him when he was old. He made a long robe with full sleeves for him. When his brothers saw that their father loved Joseph more than he loved them, they hated their brother so much that they would not speak to him in a friendly manner. One time Joseph had a dream, and when he told his brothers about it, they hated him even more. He said, "Listen to the dream I had. We were all in the field tying up sheaves of wheat when my sheaf got up and stood up straight. Yours formed a circle around mine and bowed down to it. Do you think you're going to be a king and rule over us?" his brothers asked. So they hated him even more because of his dreams and because of what he said about them. Then Joseph had another dream and told his brothers. "I had another dream in which I saw the sun, the moon, and 11 stars bowing down to me." He also told the dream to his father, and his father scolded him. "What kind of dream is that? Do you think that your mother, your brothers, and I are going to come and bow down to you?" Joseph's brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept thinking about the whole matter. One day, when Joseph's brothers had gone to Shechem to take care of their father's flock, Jacob said to Joseph, "I want you to go to Shechem where your brothers are taking care of the flock." Joseph answered, "I am ready." His father told him, "Go and see if your brothers are safe and if the flock is all right. Then come back and tell me." So his father sent him on his way from Hebron Valley. Joseph arrived at Shechem and was wandering around in the country when a man saw him and asked him, "What are you looking for?" "I am looking for my brothers who are taking care of their flock," he answered. "Can you tell me where they are?" The man said, "They have already left. I heard them say they were going to Dothan." So Joseph went after his brothers and found them at Dothan. They saw him in the distance, and before he reached them, they plotted against him and decided to kill him. They said to one another, "Here comes that dreamer. Come on now, let's kill him and throw his body into one of the dry wells. We can say that a wild animal killed him. Then we will see what becomes of his dreams." Reuben heard them and tried to save Joseph. "Let's not kill him," he said. "Just throw him into this well in the wilderness, but don't hurt him." He said this, planning to save him from them and send him back to his father. When Joseph came up to his brothers, they ripped off his long robe with full sleeves. Then they took him and threw him into the well, which was dry. While they were eating, they suddenly saw a group of Ishmaelites traveling from Gilead to Egypt. Their camels were loaded with spices and resins. Judah said to his brothers, "What will we gain by killing our brother and covering up the murder? Let's sell him to these Ishmaelites. Then we won't have to hurt him. After all, he is our brother, our own flesh and blood." His brothers agreed, and when some Midianite traders came by, the brothers pulled Joseph out of the well and sold him for 20 pieces of silver to the Ishmaelites, who took him to Egypt. When Reuben came back to the well and found that Joseph was not there, he tore his clothes in sorrow. He returned to his brothers and said, "The boy is not there. What am I going to do?" Then they killed a goat and dipped Joseph's robe in its blood. They took the robe to their father and said, "We found this. Does it belong to your son?" He recognized it and said, "Yes, it is his. Some wild animal has killed him. My son Joseph has been torn to pieces." Jacob tore his clothes in sorrow and put on a sackcloth. He mourned for his son a long time. All his sons and daughters came to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted and said, "I will go down to the world of the dead, still mourning for my son." So he continued to mourn for his son Joseph. Meanwhile, in Egypt, the Midianites had sold Joseph to Potiphar, one of the king's officers, who was the captain of the palace guard.
After years of being imprisoned in Egypt, Joseph interpreted a dream for the king and is recognized as having God's wisdom and presence. So he is immediately put in charge of the affairs of all Egypt. The dream was about a 7-year famine across the land, and Joseph put a plan together to stockpile grain for the 7 good years before the famine. It was a brilliant strategy and would save the lives of countless people. The story picks up during the famine where Joseph's dream that he told his father and brothers comes true.
Genesis 42 through 45. When Jacob learned that there was grain in Egypt, he said to his sons, "Why don't you do something? I hear that there is grain in Egypt. Go there and buy some to keep us from starving to death." So Joseph's 10 half-brothers went to buy grain in Egypt, but Jacob did not send Joseph's full brother Benjamin with them because he was afraid that something might happen to him. The sons of Jacob came with others to buy grain because there was famine in the land of Canaan. Joseph, the governor of the land of Egypt, was selling grain to people from all over the world. So Joseph's brothers came and bowed down before him with their faces to the ground. When Joseph saw his brothers, he recognized them, but he acted as if he did not know them. He asked them harshly, "Where do you come from?" "We have come from Canaan to buy food," they answered. Although Joseph recognized his brothers, they did not recognize him. He remembered the dreams he had dreamed about them and said, "You are spies. You have come to find out where our country is weak." "No, sir," they answered. "We have come as your slaves to buy food. We are all brothers. We are not spies, sir. We are honest men." Joseph said to them, "No, you have come to find out where our country is weak." They said, "We were 12 brothers in all, sir, sons of the same man in the land of Canaan. One brother is dead, and the youngest is now with our father."
Joseph's brothers were at his mercy, but didn't recognize him at all. They even had a discussion about God punishing them for what they did to their brother Joseph years ago. He knew what they were talking about and even began to cry, but he was not ready to reveal who he is. So Joseph challenged them some more. He sent them off with plenty of grain and told them they must bring the youngest brother back with them to Egypt. Cleverly, as a deposit of their return, Joseph kept his brother Simeon in Egypt. When they got back to Canaan, they reported to their father Jacob.
Their father said to them, "Do you want to make me lose all my children? Joseph is gone, Simeon is gone, and now you want to take away Benjamin? I am the one who suffers." Reuben said to his father, "If I do not bring Benjamin back to you, you can kill my two sons. Put him in my care, and I will bring him back." But Jacob said, "My son cannot go with you. His brother is dead, and he is the only one left. Something might happen to him on the way. I am an old man, and the sorrow you would cause me would kill me." The famine in Canaan got worse, and when the family of Jacob had eaten all the grain which had been brought from Egypt, Jacob said to his sons, "Go back and buy a little food for us." Judah said to him, "The man sternly warned us that we would not be admitted to his presence unless we had our brother with us. If you are willing to send our brother with us, we will go buy food for you. If you are not willing, we will not go, because the man told us we would not be admitted to his presence unless our brother was with us."
Finally, Jacob agreed and sent them back to Egypt with Benjamin and goods as an offering to Joseph. When they arrived in Egypt, they were welcomed by Joseph and ate lunch at his table. They asked about his father, then gave them all the grain and supplies they could carry. But he set a trap by having his servants secretly place money and his silver cup into his brother's pack. After the brothers left, he sent servants to catch them and accuse them of stealing. They swore they hadn't stolen anything, and when Benjamin's pack is opened, Joseph's silver cup is there.
Joseph's servant searched carefully, beginning with the oldest and ending with the youngest, and the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. The brothers tore their clothes in sorrow, loaded their donkeys, and returned to the city. When Judah and his brothers came to Joseph's house, he was still there. They bowed down before him, and Joseph said, "What have you done? Didn't you know that a man in my position could find you out by practicing divination?" "What can we say to you, sir?" Judah answered. "How can we argue? How can we clear ourselves? God has uncovered our guilt. All of us are now your slaves, and not just the one with whom the cup was found." Joseph said, "Oh no, I would never do that. Only the one who had the cup will be my slave. The rest of you may go back safe and sound to your father."
The brothers, now completely broken, let Joseph know that if they returned without Benjamin, that their father would die of a broken heart. They must all stay as slaves and none of them go home. They were petrified. Either option was unbearable. Then the scene transformed.
Joseph was no longer able to control his feelings in front of his servants, so he ordered them all to leave the room. No one else was with him when Joseph told his brothers who he was. He cried with such loud sobs that the Egyptians heard it, and the news was taken to the king's palace. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" But when his brothers heard this, they were so terrified that they could not answer. Then Joseph said to them, "Please, come closer." They did, and he said, "I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. Now do not be upset or blame yourselves because you sold me here. It was really God who sent me ahead of you to save people's lives. This is only the second year of famine in the land. There will be 5 more years in which there will be neither plowing nor reaping. God sent me ahead of you to rescue you in this amazing way and to make sure that you and your descendants survive. So, it was not really you who sent me here, but God. He has made me the king's highest official. I am in charge of his whole country. I am the ruler of all Egypt. Now hurry back to my father and tell him that this is what his son Joseph says. God has made me ruler of all Egypt. Come to me without delay. You can live in the region of Goshen where you can be near me. You, your children, your grandchildren, your sheep, your goats, your cattle, and everything else that you have. If you are in Goshen, I can take care of you. There will still be 5 years of famine, and I do not want you, your family, and your livestock to starve. Joseph continued, Now all of you, and you too, Benjamin, can see that I am really Joseph. Tell my father how powerful I am here in Egypt, and tell him about everything that you have seen. Then hurry and bring him here. He threw his arms around his brother Benjamin and began to cry. Benjamin also cried as he hugged him. Then, still weeping, he embraced each of his brothers and kissed them. After that, his brothers began to talk with him. When the news reached the palace that Joseph's brothers had come, the king and his officials were pleased. He said to Joseph, Tell your brothers to load their animals and to return to the land of Canaan. Let them get their father and their families and come back here. I will give them the best land in Egypt, and they will have more than enough to live on. Tell them also to take wagons with them from Egypt for their wives and small children and to bring their father with them. They are not to worry about leaving their possessions behind. The best in the whole land of Egypt will be theirs. Jacob's sons did as they were told. Joseph gave them wagons as the king had ordered and food for the trip. He also gave each of them a change of clothes, but he gave Benjamin 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of clothes. He sent his father 10 donkeys loaded with the best Egyptian goods and 10 donkeys loaded with grain, bread, and other food for the trip. He sent his brothers off, and as they left, he said to them, Don't quarrel on the way. They left Egypt and went back home to their father Jacob in Canaan. Joseph is still alive, they told him. He is the ruler of all Egypt. Jacob was stunned and could not believe them. But when they told him all that Joseph had said to them, and when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to take him to Egypt, he recovered from the shock. My son Joseph is still alive, he said. This is all I could ask for. I must go and see him before I die.
So here's a story of great redemption and forgiveness in a family that was originally infected by jealousy and bitterness and treachery. Joseph, with all the power, chooses to love and forgive and provide for his family. He literally saves their lives through God's provision and watchful care. How do you think love and forgiveness can change things in your family today?